when the negotiations were ongoing late last year before they stopped, South Sudan was offering around $1 a barrel of oil for the two pipelines in Sudan. And this was based on the example of the Chad-Cameroon pipeline. Now, the Chad-Cameroon pipeline runs around 1,000 kilometers, and Cameroon receives 41 cents for each barrel of oil. The distance between the two Sudan pipelines are roughly around 1,500 and 1,600 kilometers. So South Sudan deemed it reasonable to offer $1 a barrel for each pipeline. Sudan, on the other hand, asked for $32 a barrel, and it based its demand on the fact that it felt it should receive fees for not only the pipelines, but also central processing facilities for the oil, the marine terminal near Port Sudan on the Red Sea, and other oil-related infrastructure. And it took accumulated costs of shipping the oil to international markets and adjusted it to current prices. And that's how it came up with this $32 figure, which is quite an unprecedented and large figure in terms of pipeline transit fees internationally.
And what has the international response been to this pretty big disparity between those two fees?
You know, transit fees are just one part of the package of trying to find an agreement between Sudan and South Sudan on oil. Before the talks broke down late last year, the African Union mediators, led by former South African President Thabo Mbeki, suggested that South Sudan also provide a financial package of $2.6 billion to Sudan over 4 years, and that the international community, including the United States, and there were even talks of China being involved, would provide another financial package to Sudan to basically bridge the gap of Sudan's loss of three-quarters of its oil revenues over the next 4 years. So the transit fees are part of this larger package in the dispute, where there are issues still such as citizenship, the contested region of Abyei, and border demarcation between the two sides that are still on the table and haven't been negotiated. So transit fees will ultimately be part of this final package.
Who is likely to make this final decision? Is this strictly in between Sudan and South Sudan?
Well, they might have to go to an arbitrator if that's what they decide, but generally transit fees are decided between the countries that the pipeline crosses over. A good example is the Ukraine-Russia pipeline, where oil and gas from Russia crosses over Ukraine to get to Europe, and that has been a pipeline that has created a lot of disputes between the two countries. Now Ukraine has upped its transit fee to $1.30, which Russia agreed upon some years ago. So you have constant disputes coming out of these pipeline agreements, and they're generally done agreed between the two countries.
And once the transit fees are set, are they likely to stay in place?
I see this issue, even if something remarkable happens in the next weeks and months, and the two sides go back to the negotiation table and hammer out an agreement to use the existing Sudan pipeline, I don't think this will be something that will go away in the long term, because pipelines generally create a lot of political disputes between countries, particularly countries that have such negative relations in the past as Sudan and South Sudan have had.